something unique to Hanukkah. They say he was a nitzitz of the Chashmonaim. I don't know. Something like that. This is something which is just meridic. I mean, paradise, right? The nyanim, but the rumazim that he has are just mind-boggling. So I want to share with you from the Maimer Gimel Ner Mitzvah. And he discusses the inyan of Malchus, specifically that we know the Chashmonaim took the Malchus for quite a while. And we know famously the Rambam, the Ramban, Kiyodua, whether it was the right thing or not the right thing. But clearly, in some respects, it was what they needed to do. But we also know that Malchus was reserved for David. So I want to share with you what he says, some incredible remuzin. The Gemara there in Shabbos that discusses my Chanukah uses a lashon. Ukshegavra Malchus beis Chashmonai v'natzchun. After describing the nitzachon of the Melchama, describes it with Malchus beis Chashmonai. That's not the way it actually appears in Megillas Tainis, but that's where it's quoted in the Gemara. So after Malchus beis Chashmonai, now the Malchus beis Chashmonai, it only happened afterwards. Right? The Rambam says, Hamidu melech min ha-kohanim, and chasam Malchus li-Israel, yesam v'saim shana. Matzu pach echad. Pach. Let's keep that word in our mind. Pach echad. Kvom v'asam yotom b'hal v'hoda. Chazal tells in Beishis Rabbah, Malchus Yavan said to Klal Yisrael, Kisvu Achem al Keren Hashor. I'm sure you've all heard this, Maimer Chazal. Right on Keren Hashor, Ein Lachem Chelek Belkei Yisrael. What does all that mean? Very enigmatic. There is a Yalkut in Sefer Shmuel that refers to the rebellion against Malchus Beis David as tantamount to kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish le'elokecha Yisrael, when there was a merida against Rechavam and they broke away, and we know that's when Malchus Yisrael gets set up. And they said at the time, by Malanu chelk b'David v'lo nachla b'ven Yishai ish le'alecha Yisrael. So the Yalkut says that was a merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In her of the Amenu, the Geula says Neisascha will be Ubikshu es Hashem Elkechem ve'es David Malkam. In other words, the Tikkun of Mashiach will be two things that go together. They'll seek out Hashem and they'll seek out David, Mashiach ben David. And that's a pasuk in Hosea, es Hashem Elkechem ve'es David Malkam. Why is this? David is the regal revi of the Merkava. You have the Avos and you have David. And that's Malchus. It's Merkava for Malchus Shemayim. The Malchus based David is the parallel, Zelu Mazeh. You have the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim, and you have Malchus based David here as a reflection of the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Kfira in Malchus based David is the same as a Kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're Moda, Malchus based David, you're Moda Kiviyachal in a Moda HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With the Golus of Bayis Rishon of Nebuchadnezzar Melch Bavel, that was the Bito Malchus Beis David. We know Tzidkiyah was the last of the kings of that line. Okay, you had, of course, with Rubavel coming back, and you had the Rosh Gola, but the foremost sense of Malchus as we knew it during Bayis Rishon ended with the Churban. And when will the Malchus come back? When Mashiach comes. And with that, uvikshu es Hashem Melkechem be'es David Malkam. And that will be with the bittul of Malchus Edom, the ultimate geula, as we have in the stanza that we just read at the end of Malsur, Chasom Sura Kachecha, it's Dechei Admon, that's Admoni, that's Esav. So with the freedom that we got, even after the Nitzachon over Yavan, it wasn't ultimate. So therefore, there was a need at that time to take a Malchus in a temporary way. The Cheshmonaim never wanted, never intended, never could have usurped the Malchus in a full way. They understood that that's reserved for David. But since the Geula is not here yet, so they needed to do something in the interim. So the Malchus was meant to be temporary in the same way that the Svarim tell us Shaul HaMelech wasn't destined to be ultimately the king. Shaul even means borrowed. It was temporary. Okay, there was the way it played out with the various Averos, with the Amalek and other things. But Lemaisa, it couldn't have been. It couldn't have been the ultimate line because David has to be the Melech. Yosef and Yehuda. So the Malchus of Beis Chashmonai had to be defined as something which is a temporary Malchus. Not forever. It was borrowed. Says Beis Sascha, there are two words, each of which reflects either Malchus Shah or Malchus Ledoros. And those two words are Pach and Keren. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalit, David and Shlomo were anointed by Shmuel with a Keren. Therefore, Nimshecha Malchusa. Shaul and Yehu was one of the Malchi Yisrael, and Shaul, the first king, when Nimshach bePach, that's in Shmuel Aleph, Perktes, I think, Bitul Tes, Chesur Tes, where he's Moshech Shaul. Nimshach bePach, lo Nimshach Malchusam. What's the rem as a Pach versus Keren? So he tells you the following rem is fascinating. Keren is how much? Kuf Reish Nun? No? 350. The Gematria, and this is written Chas above, Yimloch le'olam va'ed. Yimloch yud mem lamed chaf. Le'olam lamed aleph lamed mem. That's 100, and then you have 170. Va'ed is 80. So you get 250, and 100 is 350. So Karen is Yimloch le'olam va'ed. That's the Kiyam Malchus that continues, like the Gemara says. And what is Pach? Pach is 100. And that's Yimloch. Not le'olam v'ed. That's the short-term malchus. Pach represents the malchus that's not going to last. Keren represents the malchus that will last. David nimshach be'keren. Mestama was keren hashor. The ikar shevach of the keren is the shore. Brings a pasuk. Kisluchem al keren hashor means that the Yevanim wanted there to be a complete negation of malchus shemayim, and the parallel is Malchus based David. And therefore, Kisvuchem HaKeren HaShor, She'eluchem Chel Belkei Yisrael, like it says, Ish Lelecha Yisrael, they wanted this to be a denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and denial of David. The time is not ripe for the ultimate Geula. That will happen when there'll be the Bittul of Esav. The Bittul of Esav is, what is Esav? It's 376. What is that? That's adding on to Karen, Shem Havaya. Karen is 350. Nakadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Bittul of Esav, Haya Hashem LeMelech al Kol Aretz. That's when David's Malchus, which is again associated with Karen, Yimloch Olam Voed, will be Nachon Lufnei Hashem. The time wasn't right for that yet, to give back the Malchus to David. But Hashem wanted to give them a little bit of a flavor of the ultimate Geula. So Hashem gave them the miracle through Pach, which is to give them the Malchus Shah, the Malchus that's not Nimshecha, but it was something right now, and that's Pach. Pach is Yimloch. But ultimately, the Malchus has to go back to David. Keren is how much on top of Pach? Well, it's easy enough. What? Pach is 100, so Kuf is 100, so you have the Reish Nun. What is Reish Nun? What word? Ner. That's Ner. And that's because, in addition to the Pach, the Ner, which is the miracle happened through the Ner, to show that ultimately there will be from that the ultimate restoration of the Malchus of David, and that's Keren. And therefore, Dafka, the Malchus of the Chashmonaim, was meant to reflect the idea that this is temporary, ultimately there will be the Malchus restored to David through Keren. With all of this, he says, incredible reading of the Psukim in Tehillim Kuf Chavit Beis. It's one of the last Shir HaMalos, which is about David HaMelech's unique status to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem says that Gam B'neim Adiyad Yishvu Chiseloch Zos Nuchasi Adiyad Po'eshev Ki Visiya. It's about David, who wanted to, did all he could to arrange for the Beis HaMikdash to be built. And it talks about Atzmiach Keren LeDavid, how it ends. Shem Atzmiach Keren LeDavid Arachti Ner LeMashichi. So he has incredible remazim in this kapitel. This kapitel, Kuf Lamed Beis, says the following. In the middle, as it discusses, getting to the point of David, in the middle of it is Kohanecha Yilbashu Tzedek. We know this from the davening. Right, Kuma Hashem Unuchasecha Tavaron Ezecha. Kohanecha Yilbashu Tzedek. So he says, Kohanecha, the Chashmonoim. Yilbashu Tzedek is the Malchus of the Chashmonoim. Bachasidecha Yiraneinu, that's Hal of Ahodah. The next pasuk. Vavur David Avdecha Al Toshe Pnei Mishichecha. No one should think that because they have the Malchus given to the Chashmonoim, that David doesn't have the ultimate schus and the privilege to have Malchus. Konacha Yilbashu Tzedek. That's what was necessary during this kufa, the Chashmonoim. But Bavur Dar Avdecha Al Tashe Pnei Mishichecha. Everyone should ultimately know that Arachti Ner LeMashichi, and that's why it says further, right after that, next pasuk, Nishba Hashem LeDavid, Emes Lo Yashu Mimena. And then it says a few psukim later, V'chonehoi Albish Yesha, again, Big Day Malchus, V'chasideha Ranein Yeraneinu, Sham Atzmiach Keren LeDavid, Arachti Ner LeMashichi. Again, the remez of Keren, the remez of Ner, Arachti Ner, the adding onto Pach, the mispar of Ner gives you Keren, that's Mashiach, that's David. Oivav Albish Boshes, that means the Yevanim who said, Kislochem al Keren Ashor, the enemies who said that you have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no connection to David, no, the Olav Yatzitz Nizro, that there will be the restoration of Malchus Beis David. So it's a whole interesting take, al derech remez, of this whole inyan of the Malchus of Chashmonoim. That whatever you say with the Rambam and the Ramban, ki yodua, but there is obviously something about the remez of Pach, and the Pach is the inyan of Malchus, but not Malchus Ledoros, not Malchus Nimshaches, but with Ner, you get the Keren, and that's the ultimate. Okay, a little bit of... Not to let Hanukkah go without a little bit of an esascha. Okay, if it speaks to you, gvaldik. If not, it's Torah. It's been put in the oraisa. It's nice, and ayin panim la Torah.